Welcome to your five for today. I've been a Christian for over 35 years. I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour when I was just 8 years old. You might be wondering what that means. What was he saving me from? After all, to be a Saviour, you need to be saving someone from something. I had the great privilege of having Christian parents who took me to the local gospel hall from as young as I can remember. Although they wanted me to be successful in life and find happiness, they also wanted me to be safe and happy for all eternity. This required teaching me the way of salvation. The Bible teaches that salvation is found in no one else but Jesus Christ. What was I saved from at such an early age? The Bible teaches us that we all are sinners. As I think back to my childhood, I knew this to be true of me. God hates sin. He hates the effect on people. He hates the hurt and pain it causes. The Bible even tells us that God is so holy, he cannot even look on sin. Yet very early in my life, I knew that although God hated my sin, he actually loved me, the sinner. I can remember learning in Sunday school, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I can remember my father holding up cards that emphasized each part of the verse. The part of the verse that struck me the most was that God so loved the world and showed it in giving the best that he had, his Son Jesus Christ. He did this even though it meant he would die a horrible death and be punished for our sins. I can remember one of the preachers on a Sunday night telling us of how the Lord Jesus would come back for those that believed in him, and how at that point it would be too late to trust him. Knowing the verse really well, this meant two things. I needed to believe in him to have everlasting life before it was too late, or I would be one of those who would perish for my sins. You would have thought that I would have prayed at that very moment to God for forgiveness of sins, but I put it off. Some weeks later, I was in the house all alone. My parents and brother, who were all saved, had been called down the garden by a neighbour and were out of sight. At that moment, fear gripped me. I thought the Lord Jesus had returned, and for me, it was too late. It's hard to describe the relief I felt when they returned to the house. That night, my brother saw that I was troubled, and he said to me that I must get saved. So in my parents' bedroom, I simply told God that I knew I was a sinner, and thanked the Lord Jesus for dying for me. And I believed in him. I just knew that God had forgiven my sins. It's the greatest thing you can ever do. It affects your life. In fact, it affects your whole eternity. I knew that just as John 3:16 had said, I would not perish, but have everlasting life. If I was talking to you face to face, would you have a similar story to tell me? If you do, praise God, because you will be with him for all eternity. Turn to God while there still is time. Accept his great love and take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Thank you for listening.